Welcome, friends. I'm Zach. Here's what happened last time down Gilead Lane.
Basically, as much as I try to start over and do things the right way, it's pretty much impossible if I don't have God.
How about I introduce you to him?
To God? Right here in the middle of Gilead Lane?
Seems like a good place to me.
Uh-oh, there's Donner. Guys better behave or he might go run and tell his daddy.
Ignore them. Just a couple more weeks of this. Not again.
Serves you right, you narc.
Hey, what's up,
Toad? Hey, Caleb.
Dude, did Brad do this?
Caleb, don't worry about it.
I don't know why you won't just let me deal with him. I'd make sure he didn't mess with you anymore.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of. Besides, there's only a couple more weeks of school left, and then Brad's off to college.
That's no reason to
let him... It's no reason to mess up whatever witness I might be to him.
Don't hold your breath for Brad Smith to turn his black heart over to Jesus. What?
Nothing. That's just what most people would have said about you a month back.
Okay. But don't blame me if I accidentally knock him out next time I see him.
I will blame you. Listen... I'm not gonna stoop down to his level.
I will.
And I won't let you either, okay? Good. So are you meeting with Judge Morrison?
Mashed potatoes, please.
Oh, you sound more and more like Mikey every day.
Between the two of you, it's amazing there's any food left for the rest of us.
Yeah,
that's
no joke.
Third helping.
Well,
hey,
that's
I'm
all
trying to make cleanup easier for you, Haley.
How?
Well, it's your night to clear the table,
yeah. And
the more I eat, the less you have to put away.
Oh, I see.
Smart one.
Hey, well, who's got the dishes tonight? I got tons of homework.
Aww. We always got homework.
Mouth closed when you chew, Michael.
That's right.
Justin, it's your night, buddy.
You want to switch with me, Mikey?
Can't. Vince is coming over to work on a social studies project.
Oh, I'll help you, Justin. I finished my work in study hall.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
Yeah.
Isn't Caleb coming over tonight, too?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. When's he getting here?
He's coming tonight in a couple of hours, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to do a Bible study with him? Or tell him how he's supposed to act now that he's a Christian? Yeah.
Or are you going to go through some book, like one of those sports devotionals or something?
Yeah.
Hey, whoa. We're probably just going to talk this time, guys.
That's good.
Now, this is all still pretty new to Caleb, but I just want to be here to answer questions right now.
Yeah. Oh, and he's probably going to have tons after what happened to Anthony today.
Oh, no.
Hey, what do you do now? What
happened this time, Brooke?
Well, toward the end of the day, Brad and his little gang propped up a bucket of marbles against the inside of Anthony's locker.
On the top shelf.
I bet they skipped class to do it.
And right when Anthony opened his locker, it tipped over and the marbles went everywhere.
Did Anthony get hurt?
No, he was just embarrassed. But they're all laughing at him, just being jerks.
Yeah, he told us about it on the way home. He said that Caleb came up right after it happened.
Yeah, and he actually asked us to pray for Caleb.
Apparently, Caleb wanted to take care of Brad right there.
Yeah.
Don't kidding.
Okay, no, Michael. You know that's not the way we're supposed to deal with things, son.
Dad, that's like the millionth thing they've done to Anthony.
Vince even said Brad toilet papered the house this weekend.
I'd knock him flat if I saw him.
Michael, a fist fight won't help anyone.
But
no buts. And we have to help Caleb see that as Christians, we try not to take matters into our own hands. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, I know it's tough.
All right,
Anthony's been through a lot.
Justin.
She's our maid, Maya. You don't have to thank her.
It's polite, Tiffany.
I don't need your sermons.
It wasn't us.
Do you see the magazine in my hands, Maya?
Yeah.
Then why are you bothering me?
You were the one who started talking.
You know, I'm tired of you walking around here always preaching at me.
Me?
Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that everyone else has to be.
Tiffany?
And don't think just because he's turned into some holy roller.
You think I'm a holy roller?
Knock it off, Caleb. All I'm saying is that just because he's decided to believe whatever it is you guys believe doesn't mean I'm about to, okay?
Whoa. What did I miss?
I'm not really sure.
Oh, and that's another thing. Why do you guys think it's so great to walk around talking about Jesus when I don't see him doing anything for you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Your friend Anthony? Look what's happening to him. And he's supposed to be buddies with Jesus, too. How come I don't see Jesus doing anything to help him?
That's not the way Jesus works.
Oh, Tiffany. I knew you'd say that! You're always
You don't need to freak out at Maya just because you're confused, Tiff.
So, are you going to tell me you have the answers, Caleb, now that you're a great big Christian?
No.
What?
No, I don't have the answers. And this whole thing with Anthony is one of the main things I'm going to ask Judge Morrison about tonight.
Oh, so what? Are you going to turn into one of those little holy freaks, like our baby sister?
I told you to leave Maya alone, Tiff.
Yeah.
It's okay, Caleb.
Why do you always stick up for her?
Why do you always rip her apart? And you're bothered by how Brad's treating Anthony? You make me sick.
Well, that's nothing new these days, is it?
So much for a quiet night, huh?
Probably wasn't how a Christian should act, huh?
Caleb, come out to the patio a minute. I want to talk to you.
Coming, Mother.
Hey, have fun at the Morrisons tonight, okay?
I'll try. Yeah, Mom?
What's this your father's telling me about you going over to the Morrisons tonight?
Monica, I already told you. The boy's meeting with John.
I know what you told me. I'm asking our son. Answer me, Caleb.
Answer what?
What does that family want with us now? Why does John Morrison want to meet with you?
It's the other way around, actually.
What?
All it is that I have questions about what it means to be a Christian. And I respect the judge. I just want to ask him some stuff.
What is it you talk about?
Whatever I can think to ask. I mean, we haven't ever gotten together like this formally, but...
Well, don't go getting any ideas about being wrapped up in their do-good Christian acts. You're leaving for the university in just a few months. The last thing you need is to get pulled into some little mission project.
I made a choice, Mother, and that's to give my life to God. And if I apply the old Richter standard, I've got to be the best at whatever I do.
Well, Tom, how can you sit there and watch your son walk away from the way we've raised him?
Mother, it's not
Maybe,
that
Maybe, Monica, it's because I have hope that at least one of us will get out of this mess.
And just what do you mean by that?
Look at me. Look at what I've done and who I've become.
You're fine, Tom. And Grace isn't even a threat anymore.
What's going on?
Yeah, nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, I'll see you later.
All right.
Did you already cut out the guys we need for the back of the diorama, Vincent?
I got the last one right here. There.
Thanks.
So, I saw Caleb downstairs when I got here. When did he start meeting with your dad?
Tonight's first night. Pass me the glue, would you?
Here.
Thanks.
Anthony said Caleb would be here. He's kind of worried about him, you know? With all the stuff that's been happening with Brad, I guess Caleb was pretty mad today.
Who wouldn't be? Brad Smith is begging to get beat up.
No kidding.
I don't know, Vincent, but if I ever see Brad out in public, after what he did to your brother...
Yo, what? He's like 15 times your size.
It'll be David and Goliath all over again.
So here's the thing, Judge. Mm-hmm. Anthony did the right thing with that party, even though I told him to leave it alone.
No, I know you did.
But it's because I didn't want this to happen. I know Brad. I know how he can get. He's merciless, and Anthony doesn't deserve it.
No, it doesn't seem fair.
It isn't fair. Okay, so that sort of brings me to another question.
Yeah, go ahead, shoot.
Why won't Anthony stick up for himself? He could wipe Brad out if he tried.
You're probably right about that.
Well, so why won't Tony defend himself when he's being persecuted?
I think that such an act would be for Tony's sake, huh? And not the Lord's. Does that make any sense?
I think so. But it's so hard to watch them rip him apart. It's hard to see such a good guy suffer, you know?
I know. Here, you know what? I think God does a better job of explaining things than I do. Let me see here. 2 Corinthians...
You know your way around in there pretty well, huh?
Oh, I've had some practice. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. There you go. You read it.
Huh?
Well, go on. He won't bite. Yes, start reading here, and then just go to right there.
Okay. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So, what? Eventually, we're going to be in a place that pretty much makes us forget anything bad we might have been through?
Well, yeah, pretty much. Keep reading.
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Ah.
Forever, huh?
Forever.
So you're saying this stuff with Brad won't even matter for Tony in the long run?
No. It'll matter if it affects how Brad chooses to live his life.
What?
If Anthony's patience and kindness that he keeps displaying force Brad to start looking at his own heart and eventually point him toward God, then this suffering is nothing.
But if Tony freaks out and gives Brad what he's got coming...
Yeah, it could turn Brad even farther away from the Lord.
Seriously.
Yeah, big questions tonight, Caleb.
Well, thanks for doing this, you know. I know it takes a lot of your time.
Oh, come on. It's my pleasure.
I better get going.
All right.
It's going to be a long day tomorrow.
Sure. Are you working at the tailor store after school?
Yep. Got to put away some money for when I'm off at the U this fall.
Well, you've got a football scholarship, don't you?
Yeah, but that doesn't cover pocket money.
Oh, yeah. How about the pizza?
Oh, definitely pizza.
Good night, son. Come back anytime, right?
Oh, hey, Anthony. What's up?
Hi, Luke. Running the show for Dad today?
Oh, yeah. He's up in the city getting supplies tonight. What can I do for you?
I just came to get some eggs for my dad. It's his night to cook dinner, and the only thing he's perfected is omelets.
Well, omelets aren't exactly an easy thing to make.
I'll let you in on a little secret. Dad's omelets pretty much turn out to be fancy scrambled eggs.
Oh, well, it's food, right?
Right.
Well, let's see. That's a 187.
Here you go.
Whoa. Hey, Tony. I didn't know you were here.
What's up, Caleb?
Man, where's your dad want this, Luke?
Canned fruit? That goes in aisle 3 by the organic desserts.
All right. Hey, I'll talk to you later, Tony.
Here's your change.
Thanks. I better get home. See you later.
Have a nice day.
Well, 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 if it isn't my informant.
Brad.
Here, let me hold the door for you.
That's okay, I got it.
No, seriously, I insist.
Thanks.
Whoa! Whoops, that first step's a big one.
Caleb!
You think that's funny?
Caleb, no!
Oh, dude. You want to go?
You better believe it, Brad.
Hey, boys, that'll be enough.
Are you okay, Anthony? Uh-oh, here comes the judge.
I don't want another word out of you, sir.
What did I do? He's the one who attacked me, unprovoked.
Unprovoked? Yeah, right.
Caleb,
take a look at the bottom of this step.
All right, this is over. Right now. Mr. Smith, you can head back home immediately.
I came to get food.
I said turn around now, and I will be calling your parents tonight.
Fine. Calling my parents like they'll care.
Listen, Judge,
we're not going to talk about this out here.
If I could just get by you, Mr. Morrison, I'll help get Anthony cleaned up and get him some more eggs.
Oh, yeah, fine, of course. Anthony, son, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Those eggs broke my fall.
Well, your sense of humor is fine. Luke, do you mind if Caleb and I go talk in the back room?
No, go ahead.
All right, Caleb, hold on. Mikey, when you're done helping Anthony, you can get the things Mom asked us to pick up.
Okay, Dad.
Caleb, come on. We've got a few things to talk about.
Totally had it coming, Judge.
Sit and down, Caleb.
What?
I just find it hard to believe that after the conversation we had last night, and especially because I'm assuming this is the first time you've seen Brad since we had that talk, that you would still resort
to... He stuck his foot out and sent Tony flying.
I'm not used to being interrupted.
Sorry, sir.
Thank you. I'm only disappointed, Caleb.
I am sorry, but what about an eye for an eye?
First of all, it's not your fight. Second, there's a lot to that eye for an eye verse.
What about it?
Oh. Hey, let me try to put this to you as simply as I can, Caleb. That verse is from the Old Testament, and it was written for God's people to live by before Jesus came to earth. Are you with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay, now in those days, people had to offer sacrifices to the Lord. You had to pay for everything you did and try to earn the grace of God.
Wow, that's steep.
Exactly. And part of the story God tells us in the Old Testament is that we can never do enough. There will never be a way for us to earn the righteousness that the Lord requires.
So it was basically a setup for Christ to come, right?
Well, good. Good. I never heard it put that way, but right. When Jesus came, he became that ultimate sacrifice. And his grace covers all of our mess-ups. You see, we're all on equal footing before God without the grace of Jesus' sacrifice covering us.
So, basically what you're saying is that Brad is just as entitled to God's grace as the next person.
Bingo. And it might have been a little easier to introduce him to the concept of grace if you hadn't knocked him down first.
I'm no good at this, Judge.
Oh, come on. No good at what?
Being a Christian. I can't do it.
No, you can't. No, none of us can do it, Caleb. Not without the grace of God.
Wait, that reminds me. I wanted to ask you this last night, Judge.
Yeah, no, what is it?
My mother said something really weird about Grace last night. Hmm? They were fighting about me coming over to hang out with you.
Oh, they were they?
Yeah, but my dad wanted me to come because he said he didn't want me to get caught in the same mess he's in, or something like that.
Hmm. Well, what did your mom say?
Well, she told Dad he's fine, and then she said that Grace isn't even an issue anymore. Hey... Do you think she was talking about your neighbor? That blind lady who came back a few years ago?
Grace Andrews. I think that's very possible.
I remember it all coming out a couple years ago that my dad was involved in the accident that made her blind and killed her parents.
Yes.
Man, I don't even like thinking about that time. Hmm. I mean, maybe I was so self-absorbed I didn't really think about what was going on with my family.
Oh, really? What about it?
Well... This is a little foggy, but I think I remember all of us going out of our way to make that lady's life miserable. Like, my parents wanted to keep her quiet about how the accident happened those 30-some years ago.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Wow. Talk about persecution. My family pretty much tried to run her out of town, and she never did one single thing to fight back.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I don't know how she did it.
Grace of God, Caleb. The lady's filled with it.
I guess I've got a long way to go before people can say that about me, huh?
Well, don't we all, son? Don't we all?
Caleb said that it ended up being really good when he talked to your dad, Mikey.
Yeah, it seemed like everything was okay when that came out. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, I did not want to be Caleb when my dad got the footing.
Caleb really respects him, and I think it scared him to see your dad so disappointed.
You know, Maya, I still don't get why he was so upset. Brad deserved what he got. Mm-hmm. And I felt like cheering out loud for your brother.
Yeah, but it wasn't right to fight him.
Why does Brad have to show up everywhere?
Just don't do anything dumb, okay?
Well, if it isn't the judge's precious little boy.
Back off, Brad.
Ho, ho, ho! What are you gonna do about it if I don't?
Michael, I'm not kidding. Just get out of here if you know what's good for you.
Michael, stop it.
You better listen to her, Michael. Where's your other little friend, the narc's kid brother?
I said get out of here.
What are you gonna do with a ketchup bottle, little man?
I warned you!
Oh, sick! You little creep! Ah! You want to get hurt, kid? Do you?
Whoa there, Tiger.
Yes, Caleb.
Just let me at him, Caleb.
No.
Yeah, just let him at me.
Does it make you feel good to pick on a kid half your size, Brad?
You're turning into a real crusader, aren't you, Richter?
Look at this mess. You, out of here.
Me? Why just me? Why not the little...
Because you've had enough warnings in this restaurant. Out.
Come on, guys, let's go. Guess I'm lucky, huh, Richter? Or else you might have started throwing punches again.
No, I wouldn't have. And I'm sorry I did it the other day. That was wrong.
Well, you...
I'll call the cops if you don't leave now.
All right. Come on, guys. Let's get out of here.
And I'll get you a mop to clean this mess up. You got it?
Yes, ma'am. I wish you just would have let me punch him once like you did, Caleb.
Listen, kid. I'm sorry if I was a bad example the other day. I never should have fought with Brad.
What?
No. It was wrong.
But it's wrong what Brad's been doing to Anthony. It's not fair.
I know it isn't. You should have been sitting in on all my conversations with your dad the past few days. What would your dad say about what just happened, Mikey?
I don't want to know. But Brad's never going to stop being mean if someone doesn't teach him a lesson.
The long and short of it, Mikey, is that the only way Brad's going to change is if he stops running and gives everything to God. You know that.
I know, but...
Think about it. I tried the old teach him a lesson thing, and it sure didn't make him want to know God anytime soon. Some example of Christ's love, huh?
Well, I'm no champion myself.
I'd say.
Here you go, kid. Every cleaning supply you could ever want.
Thanks. And, sorry again for messing things up.
That's okay. Just you don't let it happen again, all right?
Okay.
Come on. I'll help you, and then I'll drive you home. And I'll stick around home if you need some help telling your dad what happened here.
Thanks, but I think it'll be okay if I tell him on my own.
Alright.
Okay, guys, that's gonna get harder and harder to clean up if we don't move.
You're right. That's good.
Wow, Mikey just about lost it. I'm glad Caleb was there to help Brad out. Yeah, that's right. I said I'm glad he helped Brad. Like Caleb was saying, you can't thrash someone in the name of being godly, so Mikey shouldn't have doused Brad with the ketchup. And Caleb was right about another thing. You have to show people like Brad God's love by example, by being gentle and forgiving. I'll tell you what, in just a few weeks, Caleb's faith is really getting strong. I wonder how he'll grow in the future. And how his passion for God's truth might impact the rest of those Richters. Today's episode, Pick Your Battles, is a production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids. Beth Culp is our writer and director, Steve O'Dell did the sound design, and John Campbell composed the musical score. Our executive producer is Simon Guevara, and my name is Zach. We'll see you next time, down Gilead Lane.